Surai News, I'm Ding Lulu. The Chinese government has expressed regret over the expansion of South Korea's air defense zone. Chinese Foreign Ministry says the Chinese side will continue to communicate with South Korea over the matter. The remarks come after South Korea's government announced a southward expansion of its own defense zone. The new zone covers Suyan Islet, which is known as Lyeodo Island in South Korea. Suyan is a submerged reef within the overlapping areas of the exclusive economic zones of China and South Korea. The Chinese government has issued another statement saying it is strongly dissatisfied with China being called a militarist country. It comes in response to the recent comments made by Hidehisa Hironouchi, minister at the Japanese embassy in Beijing. Hironouchi says China has become a militarist country itself if it criticizes Japan for passing a secrecy law.Hironouchi also says China has unilaterally altered the status quo of the East China Sea by establishing an air defense identification zone. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says the comments are totally wrong and ridiculous. Hong Lei says it is natural for the international community to closely watch the development of Japan's defense strategy, not the other way round.The Chinese government has issued a statement in response to the expulsion of senior North Korean official Jang Song-taek. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei says it is an internal issue of North Korea, adding the Chinese side is committed to maintaining its traditional friendship with North Korea. North Korean authorities have confirmed Jang Song-taek has been removed from all his posts and expelled from the Workers' Party of Korea. Pyongyang says Jang committed anti-party and counter-revolutionary crimes. U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe Bruce Wharton says the United States does not view China as a threat in Africa. Wharton made the comments at Harare, saying the U.S. side believes the two sides can be complementary on the continent. The U.S. diplomat says China tends to invest more in infrastructure construction, while the U.S. focuses on human resources and information technologies. The statement comes in response to the reportedly growing opinion that the West, led by Britain and the United States, has been gradually overtaken by China in Africa. World leaders are arriving in South Africa ahead of the National Memorial Service for former South African President Nelson Mandela. So far, 91 leaders from across the world have confirmed their attendance for the memorial service at FNB Stadium of Johannesburg later today. China's Vice President Li Yuanqiao will attend the memorial service as a special representative of Chinese President Xi Jinping. After the service, Mandela's remains will lie in state for 3 days at the Union Buildings in Pretoria, where he was sworn in as president in 1994.He will then be buried on Sunday in Kuno, his ancestral home in the Eastern Cape province. The King of Thailand has formally approved a general election in the country for February the 2nd. Despite this, Thailand's anti-government protest leader has asked protesters not to go home until victory gained. Sathep Thok Suban has made the comments to around 100,000 protesters marching outside government house in Bangkok. The opposition continues to protest despite Thai Prime Minister Inlak Chinawatra announcing the dissolution of the parliament. The Chinese government has released a new statement saying it's the Chinese hope stability can be restored in Thailand as soon as possible. France says it will start disarming fighters in the Central African Republic by force if necessary.The Central African Republic has slid into chaos as interim president Michel Djotodia struggles to control his loose band of Seleka fighters. France is deploying 1,600 troops to the Central African Republic. France also wants elections advanced to next year and end the interim period originally scheduled to run into 2015.The Chinese government has taken the next step toward fully floating interest rates. The People's Bank of China is now allowing banks to trade deposits with each other using a financial product called certificates of deposits. The interest rate on the certificates will be determined by the market, unlike ordinary deposits, which are subject to rate caps. And that's the latest news from Surai. I'm Ding Lulu in Beijing.